This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
But here's what we know. We know that Hunter Biden's business partner, who's also on the board of Burisma, is now a convicted felon. We know that Devin Archer met with Joe Biden 2 months after the Revolutionary Dignity in Ukraine, 5 days before Joe Biden made a trip to Ukraine, was named the point person for the Obama administration. A day after that, Devin Archer is named to the board of Burisma, that corrupt oil and gas company. A few weeks later, Hunter Biden is named to the board. They collected about $4 million from Burisma. So it's just a timeline. What happened in just a month shows corruption is sleazy. Again, I don't know what's legal, what's illegal, but at a minimum, it is incredibly sleazy. And I think you have to assume, as Tony Bobulinski told us, that Joe Biden as president is compromised. You know, why else did he cancel the Nord Stream 2 sanctions? Why did he cancel the China initiative, which is the Department of Justice initiative, to try and investigate and uncover Chinese theft of intellectual property? What is going on here? I don't know all the details, but you know who does, Maria? Chinese intelligence, Russian intelligence, probably Iranian, North Korean intelligence. And here's the really sad part. I believe our FBI and U.S. intelligence agencies know as well. They're just not going to tell us or you, the American public.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican out of Wisconsin, saying what you already know, saying what is the truth, saying what any sane person would say about a situation like this. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is where sanity comes to reside. I've said everything this man has said. We're not geniuses. Let me ask you this. Would you be saying this if Hunter Biden were Donald Trump Jr.? I'm going to answer for you because you can't answer. I can't hear you. I know you think I can when you're shouting at the radio, yeah, baby, go, Kevin. But anyway, I can't hear you. Well, let me tell you what you're saying. Yes, I'd be saying the same thing if it were Trump Jr., if it were George Bush Jr., if it were Ronald Reagan Jr. It wouldn't matter to you because you want the truth. You want to know that when we put people in positions of authority, that they don't abuse it. And that is what the Biden family did. End of story. Look, I get it. You want to protect your guy. If Donald Trump's our guy, we would want to protect him. But if this happened, I promise you, and I say this to the stupid leftists, the brain dead morons out there, I promise you, we would not only be all over Trump Jr., we would say Trump needs to go. Democrats don't do this. That's why you're scumbags. That's why you're scurrilous skanks. That's why I call you this. Okay, you don't believe me? Black Lives Matter. Black people killing other black people willy-nilly all day long. Black people killing cops, absolutely setting them up, killing them in ambush attacks, talking smack about them, committing more crimes against other black people than any other group, committing more crimes than any other group, not only per capita in America, but just by sheer number. And you want to give them funding? You want to allow this group to go out and buy millions of dollars of houses? You want to give these guys, you're enriching these socialists, these Marxists, who claim that they want to help black folks, and you can't point to a single one that's been helped. But Black Lives Matter, right? See, you're duplicitous. You don't care. Let me just say, these enabling, white, sniveling, leftist, do-nothing virtue signalers need to get Will Smith and get some sense knocked into them, because they don't care about the results. And they will fight for the Black Lives Matter group, knowing that this is it is a terrorist organization that is effectively run by criminals. And when I say that, I'm not even joking. Most of the people, a lot of the people involved at the leadership level of that group are former criminals who, by the way, are still criminals. They're extortionists. They rip people off left and right. And because of white guilt, they're getting filthy rich. And I got to tell you, it really infuriates me that while they're doing bad things, there are guys on the other side of this doing really good things, and we get little support. It's not a cry by any means. It's just a fact. We're dealing in truisms today. I've already talked about a series of truisms for the left. I'm going to give you some truisms for the right. Right, sadly, are too busy, you know, living their own lives and kind of ignoring that there are people in here fighting for. Look, when we did the comedy tour, I'm using this as an example. My team's like, well, Kevin, how do we market it? And, you know, should we market it? You know, people want to laugh. I said, yeah, we're funny guys. The tour itself is going to be funny. One of the most funny comedy events you'll do in a while. But bigger than that, it's about messaging. It's about we are being silenced. Everywhere you look, you can't say this, you can't do that, you're kicked off social media, blah, blah, blah. When is somebody going to speak up for you? That's what this is about. Now, I don't know how important you think that is, but I think your First Amendment rights are super important. I think you should be able to talk about gays in the not in a hateful way. I mean, not that you shouldn't be able to do that. I just wouldn't. But you should certainly be able to talk about them and say, look, I don't care about, you know, their lifestyle or whatever, but I do care about this legislation that keeps getting passed. I care about the idea that they continue to want to marginalize and sexualize and normalize what, you know, I get, you know, I understand you want to see yourself as normal and you want to teach it to kids. I don't care what you think about it as an adult, but I do care about when the formative years of a young person's mind is happening. I don't want them talking about any sexuality, not gay or not gay. I should say not gay or gay, because I'm leader of the not gay movement, as many of you know, through my comedy. That's right. Not gay. I'm proudly not gay. I have nothing against the gays. Be proud. Be gay. Be proud you get your week at Disney World. I'm proud that we get 51 weeks. You get what I'm saying? Well, if you come to the comedy show, I will expound upon this. So, look, folks, Ron Johnson is 100% correct. 100% correct. 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 He's correct. He's correct. He's talking about Devin Archer, Hunter's partner, being in jail. And he talked about the timeline of everything that happened in a month. Let me ask you this question. Where is the special counsel? The Biden's fingerprints are too on this stuff. Get us a special counsel and not some leftist hack.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids? Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Anybody believe that Hillary Clinton's attorney is not guilty in what Durham has now, what is the end of his third year of this investigation? Anybody believe that this guy didn't do what they're saying that he did? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I mean, what else can I tell you? If you believe the media and anything that they say, if you believe the Clintons, if you believe the Democrats, if you believe Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, any of them, let me ask you, are you a racist? Yeah, I didn't think so. You're listening to a black man's program. You probably follow my work. You probably have a lot of respect for me and many other people of color. Are you a misogynist, men?
Do you hate women? I don't think you do, because I don't have any friends that hate women. In fact, most of the people that I know, most of the men that I know, have either shown me with their own actions or have said to me, I exalt women. I absolutely love women. I don't like skanks, but I really exalt women. I'm like Chris Rock. I like black people, but I hate, you know what? The N-word. Yeah. So we've got, you know, just mountains of evidence that go against the Clintons, go against the Democrats, etc. We have so much to be just blowing our own horns about as conservatives. And how do we lose? How is it that we are having stupid discussions? Yeah. Stupid discussions where the left are winning in the battle of public opinion about who we are versus who they are. They are the scum of the earth. I'm not afraid to tell them. I hope listening to this program, you get more brave in telling them when somebody gets in your face and say, you're a scumbag. If you voted for the Bidens, you voted for a crooked racketeering family. If you voted for Hillary Clinton, same thing. You voted for Obama. He's a puppet, a tool, same thing. Attorneys for Sussman said prosecutors on the special counsel Durham's team told them last month that they plan to introduce testimony related to the so-called Steele dossier. Now, what have we learned about this? We've learned that Hillary Clinton's willing to pay a fine because she now knows that we know she was completely fabricated stuff against Trump. And for you people out there who continue to go, I don't know about Trump or whatever, understand this. What did you say? Do you feel this way as you get lie after lie revealed? Do you still feel this way? Well, Donald Trump, he's just such a bombastic guy. He's a blowhard or whatever. If people were lying about you and trying to put you in prison, trying to ruin your reputation, what would you do? I already know the answer. That's why I ask you. Because you'd be fighting. Unless you're a punk. Unless you're a person that says, you know, I don't care. Just let it happen, man. You want to be Chris Rock? If somebody gets out of that chair and slaps you for making jokes, fine, do it. I'm not going to be that guy. See, because I know what I stand for. I know I am one of the best citizens, not just of America, of the world. And I'll tell you something else. I didn't even need to include the world. Because if you are a good citizen of America, you are the best citizen in the world. You pay massive taxes. You don't try to cheat. I mean, you take advantage of whatever loopholes there are, but you're not a cheater. They cheat. You're the most philanthropic people on the planet, and you don't even take credit. These people want a trophy every time they do something. Give me a trophy. I want a trophy for my Oscars. I want a trophy because I depicted Serena Williams' dad. Give me a trophy. I'm not belittling the arts by any means, but really? So what have we learned? We've learned that Durham lied. I mean, Hillary Clinton's attorney lied. Lying to the FBI about the Trump-Russia investigation. Now he wants to block actual trial evidence. Testimony related to the dossier, which is a junk document. And he wants to block it. Michael Sussman said prosecutors told him that they plan to introduce testimony related to the Steele dossier. It contains unproven and discredited assertions, but the FBI relied on it in part as agents applied for secret surveillance warrants. And his attorneys argued in their filing that Steele's dossier is irrelevant to the case against their client. I'll let you be the judge of that, but I'll tell you this. I'll give you a truism. Hillary Clinton, absolutely, in the worst way ever, she committed Watergate. To say it's on steroids is not to do it justice. She committed Watergate times a million, and she just wants to pay a fine. And you're going to find out every little crook along the way. I don't know whether you know, what's his face? Durham's going to drag this thing out. I don't know if he's got a political agenda in terms of I'll release this, I'll release that. He should have done it a lot sooner if he did, right? The Sussman's attorney goes on to say this. Any modicum of relevance would be so substantially outweighed by the risk of confusion, delay, waste, and unfair prejudice as to require this evidence be precluded. Let me tell you, you want to talk about getting railroaded? Go look at Papadopoulos. Go look at the dude. I don't even remember his name, but he went to prison. Paul Manafort. Thank you. Manafort. Went to prison. Over nothing. He was Trump's campaign manager for all of a split second. This is the same railroading going on right now with these January 6th folks. Same railroading. So, let me tell you. I'm going to give you the outcome. Y'all are going to say, Kevin, you're so prophetic, man. How do you know all this stuff? Should I tell them? I'm looking at my producers asking, should I give you the... I've given it before. You think they've forgotten? See, let me explain what I have. How I'm able to ascertain this amazing stuff. What appears to be very intellectual and almost otherworldly. I do it through common sense. I mentioned a few truisms and some things that I'm going to predict for you that will come true. Are you ready? This Hunter Biden case will grow legs, get steroids. It's going to be the downfall of Hunter, and it will be the downfall of Joe Biden. It will be the downfall of Democrats. It will lend itself to yet again impugn the truth in media. It's going to make media exactly what we already know if you're using common sense. So here's some truisms. Joe Biden will not be the Democratic nominee for president in 2024. It will not happen. Number two, Kamala Harris will be sidelined. Number three, Trump will run and win again, but this time he'll win and it will be for the record in 2024, and DeSantis is going to be his VP. You can stew on that during the break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is heading to the Supreme Court after being confirmed by the Senate. Jackson will be the first black woman to ever serve on the nation's highest court. She'll be replacing liberal Justice Stephen Breyer. Jackson receiving 53 votes. And according to constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley, things were not always so partisan when it came to Supreme Court nominees.
At one time, it was considered to be a standard that you didn't vote against a nominee because of the judicial philosophy. You voted just on whether they were qualified. That time has passed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the United Nations is voting to suspend Russia from its Human Rights Council. The council suspending Russia for committing gross and systematic violations of human rights in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Scientists studying the body make an amazing discovery.
Scientists have discovered a brand new type of cell inside the human lungs. The newfound cells play a vital role in keeping the respiratory system functioning properly and could even inspire new treatments to reverse the effects of smoking-related diseases. The study was done by the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Nancy Pelosi has COVID-19. A spokesman for the Speaker of the House says Pelosi is currently asymptomatic. Drew Hamill tweeting that the California Democrat is fully vaccinated and boosted. Pelosi was at a bill signing ceremony Wednesday with President Biden and Vice President Harris. Tiger Woods is taking a swing at the Masters tournament at Augusta National. The golf pro officially teed off just after 11 a.m. Eastern time for this year's tournament. He's playing after suffering injuries in a serious car crash last year. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to cover a topic that I think is really important. It was a girl, her name is Ashley, Ashley or something like that. Athlete, is that her name? Anyway, she was fired from a radio station, WMAL in D.C., over a tweet. I want to play the clip of Tucker Carlson and her talking about this, and then I want to dissect it, and then we're going to finally get into Elon Musk a little later in the broadcast. But here's them talking about why this young lady got fired and what she tweeted. It is mind-blowing.
Amber Athey was a talk show host on a conservative news station in Washington called WMAL, which is a good station. Then she made the mistake of tweeting a joke about the color of Kamala Harris's pantsuit during the State of the Union. We're just going to read it to you because it's like, it's not anything to be embarrassed of. Here's what it said. Quote, Kamala Harris looks like a UPS employee. What can Brown do for you? Nothing good, apparently. Okay, so that's a joke based on the UPS slogan. It's like not that far out. It's certainly not hateful. But a few days later, a left-wing activist group pretended that they were deeply upset because it was racist, so they called on Cumulus, which owns WML, to fire her, and she was fired. And unlike most people who get fired, she fought back in a big way. She's got a great piece on this in The Spectator of London today. She joins us right now. Amber, thanks so much for coming on. It feels like in this story we're missing part of it. Like, that's the tweet, and then you get fired? On what grounds?
Yeah, it's a great point, Tucker. I wish that there was more to the story because this is so infuriating. But I have a termination letter that lays out in very specific detail that it was, in fact, this tweet about Kamala Harris's outfit. And I think what happened here is that Cumulus thought, and Cumulus is the parent company for WMAL, as you mentioned, that they could just make this all go away. They could get these few activist emails. They could appease the mob if they just fired me. Well, their first mistake was that the woke mob is never satisfied. They always want more scalps. And the second mistake that they made is they thought that I was just going to roll over and shut up about this. Well, that's not who I am. I believe very deeply that we are all obligated to speak out when injustices occur in our society. And so I intended, as soon as I got fired, to very loudly and proudly tell everybody about what happened to me, because I think we live in a very perverse and sick society, Tucker. When a young woman from a working class background with parents who didn't go to college can't criticize the outfit of the most powerful woman in the United States, and worse than that, the most powerful woman in the United States is actually considered the marginalized victim in this scenario.
You know, you beat me to it. I was going to point that out. So the most powerful woman in the United States is the marginalized victim, and the big, soulless, creepy, woke company takes her side, using, I assume, its HR department, because that's usually their NKVD.
Yeah, I'd be happy to share the names of the two people who actually called me to fire me. So Jeff Bowden is the vice president of Cumulus Operations in Washington, D.C. Kristen Fancelis is the vice president of the Human Resources Department for Cumulus. And they told me straight up on this phone call that they believed that the Kamala Harris tweet about her outfit was in fact racist and violated this vague social media policy that basically says you can't do anything that would bring reputational harm upon the company, which just means that they put that in there so that they can fire people for any reason that they want.
I guess this is a rhetorical question, but did they explain how it was racist? That you weren't impressed by her outfit? Did they get specific, or did they just call you names and fire you?
No, they just called me names and fired me, and I tried to defend myself but wasn't really offered the opportunity. And I'm told that in subsequent meetings about this situation, they actually admitted that they didn't really think that the tweet was racist. What really mattered to them was the perception of it being racist by these really bad faith, dishonest left-wing actors.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I happen to be black, so I can comment on this subject. I know a little bit about it. So let me tell you what's happened here. It was a hysterical quote. It was snarky. It was funny. It had all the elements of everything you want when you're going after somebody. And what she said was, Kamala Harris, who's dressing her? Leftists do this all the time. They do it for a living. But you can't do it. You wonder why I'm doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour? I just gave you the answer. This girl tweeted something that wasn't even to call it mean-spirited. It's not even that. She just said, you know, what can Brown do for you? Apparently nothing. You ever watch, if you're black and you wear brown, you better have some contrast. You better have a really cool shirt or tie or something, because it'll blend in. I had a really nice brown suit, but I had to blend, you know, it blended. Brown people can't wear those kind of suits. I looked at Kamala Harris. I chuckled when I saw the tweet because she had a picture with it. But what did the left wing do? They said, we're going to get her. And it's mostly bots. See, I'm a victim of it. I tweeted the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. True. She tweeted the truth. UPS is, she looks like a UPS employee. What can Brown, if you see it, you'll get it. All you have to see is a logo. The outfit looks like something UPS would give to their executives to wear. It was a polyester looking brown pantsuit. But anyway, these leftist activists jump on Cumulus, and what does Cumulus do? They want you listening to their programs, but they fire her. Now, my first thing would be, okay, guys, send a message to Cumulus, talk to every one of those executives at the HR person there, and say, we're done with you. Stop listening. Oh, but Kevin, it's going to hurt a bunch of other people. No, it won't. It'll help them eventually. You want to know what those people are doing that at Cumulus right now, the host that are supposed to be clever and funny and coming up with stuff on the fly? They are having to think about every single word that comes out of their mouths. They're going back, looking at tweets, going, oh my gosh, what did I say? What did I do that might have screwed things up? Mess up my career. You think you're going to get truth in news if this girl tweets that and that's what gets her fired? If you don't speak up, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
nobody will speak up for you. She says, why would you appease the mob? And she said, the most truthful statement you can make about leftists, you will never satisfy the mob. They will always want more scalps. That was her comment. She's 1,000% right. And then what did she say? I wasn't going to roll over. She then goes on to talk about this perverse and sick society. And she gives a perfect example. If you're a white woman and you criticize the most powerful woman in America, if not the world, she becomes the victim and you are the oppressor. Did we go through this? We went through it with Obama. We had Janine Garofalo talking about anybody that disagreed with Obama was straight up racism. She has a wardrobe disagreement with Kamala Harris, and rightfully so. And nobody says, you know, she gets fired. Such a double standard. Talked about it earlier. Double standards. If you're a lefty and you made that comment, you're not getting fired. End of story. If you're a black leftist, they would say, oh, well, you ought to get with Kamala Harris and become her style consultant. They would promote her career. If she was a black chick, if Amber Attlee was a black woman, not going to happen. And then they said, well, it appears to be racist. Well, how so? What is UPS's, what is their advertising campaign? Brown. That's what they advertise. Brown will get your packages to you. Brown. Oh, isn't she black? How is it racist? Is it racist because a white woman dare comment about Kamala Harris's outfit? Look, it reminds me of Michelle Obama. Oh my gosh, white leftist women fawning over Michelle Obama. Oh my gosh, did you see her outfit? It's so amazing. Michelle Obama wore tennis shoes. She wore some blue jean shorts. She looked horrible. I don't know much about fashion. I don't know much, but I know I can outdress you. I don't know anything about fashion. I know what I like. I see the catalogs. I go, ooh, that's slick. I don't think it'll look good on me because I'm overweight right now. I'm pudgy. But the point is, I don't even know fashion, and I knew Michelle Obama looked like a train wreck. And conservatives were pounding her going, what in the world? She paid $650 for some crazy tennis shoes, and we were all accused of being racist. Even black so-called conservatives jumped me talking about, well, you're going to talk bad about Michelle Obama. We can't even be doing that, man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun.
Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden and the Biden family got some explaining to do, because I'm going to tell you something, he's in hot water. Democrats will soon toss their old circus clown. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. According to the Washington Times, Joe Biden wrote a college recommendation letter to Brown University for the son of a Chinese executive tied to Hunter Biden. These are emails that came from, anybody want to guess? Yeah, Hunter Biden's laptop. Nope, not from betwixt Kevin's buttocks. This is actual news that came from Hunter's laptop. The contents of the letter have not been disclosed, but Biden denied talking to Hunter Biden about his business ventures. In the email, on July the 3rd of 2017, Chinese executive Jonathan Lee asked Biden and business associates Devin Archer, by the way, who's in jail, and Jim Bolger to look over his son Christopher's resumes for Brown University, New York University, and Cornell University. So while Joe Biden is helping the Chinese to enrich themselves and get into Ivy League schools, he's helping black people get kicked out of college, not learn how to critically think, and essentially to relegating them to JUCO, junior college. Gentlemen, please find the attached resume of my son, Chris Lee. Please, can you provide some advice for his applications? Wink, wink. We've already paid for it. So if you want ties to the Chinese, you got it. I don't know what this dude Lee is about, but let me tell you, if it were Trump, we'd know all about him. We'd know he was a Tea Party person. Lee would be the person who beat up Jussie Smollett and put the noose around his neck and bleached him. Joe Biden campaigned and said he didn't know anything about his son's dealings. In 2019 in Iowa, he told Peter Ducey, after being asked the question, how many times have you spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings? I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Biden was scolding Ducey. Now, see, here's the problem Biden has. He spoke in absolutes. I have never done it. I don't know anything about it. And keep in mind, while this was going on, they were plopping up pictures of Joe Biden golfing, dining, doing all kinds of things with the very people that he claimed he didn't know. See, because Joe Biden's used to getting away with this crap. He's used to the media saying, you know what, just let it go. He just let it go. We cheated him in. You know, he's this creepy little Joe. You saw him in the video mambling around the White House. It's so bad for Joe Biden. Even the political hack Jimmy Kimmel mocked the dude.
So the last time Kansas won was 2008, which was the year Obama was elected, and President Obama returned to the White House today for the first time since he left office. Obama was there celebrating the 12-year anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and also to help Joe set up his Roku. And somehow they managed to strike just exactly the right balance of affection and confusion.
Thank you. Vice President Biden, Vice President.
That was a joke.
That was all set up.
Yeah. It was great to see him. It was like the White Men Can't Jump reunion at the Oscars. And then it was all great until the end when everyone gathered around Obama and there was no one for Jill. Is that not the saddest damn thing you've ever seen in your life? I mean, really. He was found 2 hours later wandering around the garden department at Lowe's.
Just so we're clear, I cut out the piece where he mocked Trump. And let me also say this. The reason why he mocked Biden is because baby black Jesus was there. He at least got a chance to extol the virtues of Obama. But the critical thing to note here, folks, is he called Biden for what he is, an ambling old fool. Who might be in the, what do you say, the garden department at Lowe's? But back to these guys. Biden knew what Hunter was doing. The laptop, they call it the laptop from hell. Not for us. It's the laptop from heaven. What are you talking about? This is an amazing revelation because it validates what we already know. Hunter Biden, and this is what they write here. Consider the recent discovery that a Chinese energy company paid Hunter Biden and the president's brother James $4.8 million. I didn't know James got paid by a Chinese energy company. I didn't even know Hunter did. Additionally, it was previously reported that Hunter was paid $50,000 a month by the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. These are extraordinarily high salaries, especially for someone who does not have a legitimate energy background or experience in anything other than being the son of a senator, vice president, and fake president. They said, of course, the president's son didn't break the law, Ron Klain, White House chief of staff, said on Sunday this week in an interview with George Stephanopoulos. Remember when they all claimed nobody broke the law before? And now, depending on who you listen to, they're going, well, even if Hunter did break the law, let's all understand that Joe Biden is not being there's no hint of him doing it. Which means, of course, his fingerprints are all over it. Now, let me tell you why they're being so tactful. Well, Hunter may have done some bad things because here's the problem. They can't control it. When the laptop was in the hands of the FBI, when it was all being run by the NSA and the CIA, it was good. Hey, for the record, the guy who had the laptop, who now we learn has 450 gig of additional information, he's on the run, and rightfully so, because if this guy shows his face, they will off him. They will absolutely destroy this man. They will kill him. It's not hyperbole. He'll die like Seth Rich. He'll die like Vince Foster. You won't know. You won't understand the details. So let's just figure out what I always like to ask myself this. What if I were in their shoes? What would I be doing? Now, Congress issued a fatwa that said, do not destroy any records. So, they're going to destroy records. So if I were Congress, I would be looking at what's happening while we speak. Now, in other words, we're going to memorialize this date because I already know what's going to happen. They're going to start destroying records and trying to get rid of the evidence. Make sure you got your best guys on the job. Make sure. Because they are not going to let up. But let's play it out to the end. I would ask the left, what happens when you learn what you already know is the truth? But what happens when it's validated? What happens when you find out that the Chinese rigged the election, they worked with Dominion, that Joe Biden was in on whatever he was in on, that he was taking kickbacks, etc.? What are you going to say about the guy that you call president then? That's what I always like to know. See, as you guys who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com know what I say on this very show, I tell you, whenever you put out an opinion, particularly a hard stance, you must ask yourself this question. What if I'm wrong? Now, if you do it in advance, it works out better for you. Because if you say, here's what I think, but what if I'm wrong? What does it cause you to do? Causes you to research. You go, you do your due diligence, you do your homework, and you come back and you go, what if I'm wrong? I've looked at it now from the other side, all these other angles. I'm right. But even when you put it out there, you got to ask yourself, what if I'm wrong? Because it makes you look at the future. You become more, okay, I researched it. I've got nothing to debunk me. So what if something happens later that can derail me? And then you get more introspective and wanting to understand if you're on the right track. This is something leftists rarely, if ever, do. They run with it. It's an emotional thing. Joe Biden, why are you doing picking on Joe Biden and his crackhead son? I mean, it's just terrible what you guys are doing. And it's all Russian misinformation in you, giving me talking points. Get your crow ready to give to those leftists. Serve it cold.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.